This is TWiT.
The FBI is investigating whether Apple's iCloud was compromised, enabling hackers to download and post pictures of more than 100 celebrities. The pictures were posted on 4chan and Reddit, and many are extremely personal photos involving nudity and sex. Actress Jennifer Lawrence, who is one of the victims, called it a, quote, flagrant violation of privacy, unquote, something of an understatement. Apple said they're investigating as well and also fixed a bug in the company's Find My iPhone feature that may have enabled the hack. Seth Weintraub is publisher and editorial director of the 9 to 5 site, and Polly Mossens writes for The Wire and other publications. Welcome to both of you.
Great to be here.
So we'll start with you, Seth. How likely is it that Apple's iCloud is the source for these photos?
It seems pretty likely at this point, but obviously we don't know until there's evidence one way or the other. I think the original hacker had said getting the information from iCloud and just coincidentally Apple fixed a 3 or 4 day old easy to brute force way to get into iCloud. So, I mean, all the stuff's there. It wouldn't be surprising if it's iCloud, but it's not definitely iCloud yet.
So one of the interesting parts of this is it may have involved password guessing, correct? So isn't that a relatively simple hack, so to speak? And shouldn't iCloud have been defended from something like this as a base security procedure from the start?
I think it is a pretty basic thing. It's even there's pictures of brute force is what it's called when people just start shooting passwords at accounts, and Find My iPhone is one of Apple's iCloud services, and it hadn't enabled the lockout after 5 or some number of tries. So yes, if this is the hack, then it was pretty bad move on Apple's part. And frankly, we've got a lot of big Apple announcements coming up. I think this is going to rattle Apple people's faith in the company of doing security well.
And especially Hollywood's faith. I mean, Hollywood has a lot of faith. Polly Mossens, Hollywood is a famous Apple shop that everybody in Hollywood, it seems like, uses, iPads, MacBook Pros, and iPhones. And this is one of the reasons, presumably, why so many celebrities were compromised and victimized by this hack, because they all use Apple, and this is apparently an iCloud hack. What do you think this is going to do, to Seth's point? What do you think this is going to do to the confidence that Hollywood and people in general have in Apple's cloud security?
I think we're definitely going to see some confidence lost, but we're also going to see a second part of this, which will sort of be the silver lining. We'll see Apple be able to push towards more people adopting two-step verification, which some have speculated would have actually avoided this leak. A two-step verification is essentially having someone log in with a password and then have a secondary device with a confirmation code. It can be texted to your phone, sent to an alternative email address, sent to an iPad, something like that. So that's the one thing we're going to see. We are going to see people lose faith, but we are also going to see people adopt extra security measures to protect themselves. I don't think we're going to see all of Hollywood immediately move to Android. It's just not that extreme, in my opinion. However, we will see additional security steps being taken, and perhaps they will become much more popular than they have been in the past.
Hey, jumping over to Seth, I'm curious, Seth, in terms of looking forward, one of the things that some of the, at least one of the victims mentioned, was that she had deleted these photos years ago or previously, and yet these photos turned up leaked. Is that to suggest that there's some sort of caching system here at work where people may think they've cleaned up their system, but it's not because it's still hidden in iCloud somewhere? That's part A of the question. And part B is, do you think Apple will therefore sort of change how things are stored long term?
Well, I mean, so prepared to be frightened a little bit here. Okay. Once you have an iCloud login and password, you have access to a user's, if they have a Mac, you have access to their Time Machine. So basically everything they've ever backed up ever, that Time Machine caches, obviously it's going to start throwing away old stuff at some point. There's a lot of data that is behind that iCloud login and password. So just because it's not on your phone right now doesn't mean that somewhere in Apple's server cloud, it's not all of your stuff is somewhere. So, and what was part B again of that?
Part B is, do you think Apple will take some steps to change that? Because you have individuals here, you know, novice consumers who will delete a photo from their phone and just assume it no longer exists.
Yeah, I don't know how you back up somebody's data and keep it, you know, for years and years. And also, you know, you need like an incognito mode for your camera or something. I don't see how you can do both.
So essentially what it's a
kind of a hard situation to rectify.
It absolutely is. And what it suggests at first blush is that the cloud is not ready for the consumer marketplace. You know, I think that the only thing that Apple can really do, well, there are a number of things they can do. The most likely one is to require two-step authentication. I don't know how likely that is. The other one that they can do is require separate passwords for various things. I mean, as I understand this story, basically what people are doing is they used one of the many places where Apple requires a password to crack the passwords, and then they applied that password to something like Time Machine or iCloud somewhere to get at all this data. That seems to be the outline of how this thing happened. And of course, how do you know, the user is always the weakest link in any sort of security system. And when you have all the data one password away, it's a recipe for disaster. And so Seth Weintraub, and then we'll get back to you, Polly, in just a sec. I have a bunch of questions for you. Know Apple as well as anyone. Which route are they like? Are they actually likely to require two-step authentication?
I don't think so. I mean, Apple does have kind of something up its sleeve that it can really use, and that's Touch ID. You know, it's on the latest iPhones, and will probably be on the next round of iOS products. And there's a way to verify your identity through your fingerprint. And they could, you know, obviously do that in future Macs or whatever. But that's obviously, it would seem like that would be the way Apple would go. Another thing is Apple's got to get a lot better with security. You know, we've reported things to Apple before, and their security mechanism, you know, fixing mechanisms are a little bit of a joke. And in this case, you know, the GitHub thing was up for 3 or 4 days before they even addressed it. And, you know, all of this could have been avoided if they had just, you know, shut that down right away. And even, I mean, you know, in the case of this particular one, they fixed it, I don't know, 3 or 4 days after it was public. But, you know, even a warning or, you know, some other mechanism of alerting users would have been beneficial, I think.
Now, the hacker received the sort of the public attention as if he was receiving an Oscar or something like that. He said this is the result of several months of long and hard work by all involved. So apparently there's more than one person involved. And he said, quote, "We appreciate your donations and applaud your excitement. I will soon be moving to another location from which I will continue to post." And he's promised lots and lots and lots of more pictures. And this is, you know, this is a bit of a nightmare. Now, Polly Mossens, this, I've kind of perceived a change in the public reaction to this particular leak. And of course, these things have happened over and over again, and it always happens in the same way. Basically, there's some kind of cloud backup for a phone. People take pictures of their phone. They don't think about the cloud backup. Somebody hacks into the cloud account, and then they get the pictures. It usually happens through the carrier's account, usually when carriers provide a backup service, a photo backup service, or a cloud-based storage of some kind. But in this case, I'm detecting a larger attempted change in the norms around how we respond to these kinds of things. And there have been a lot of articles about how it's extremely unethical to even look at these pictures because it's a violation of the privacy. Now, of course, obviously it is. That's always been true. But suddenly there seems to be a sort of an agreed upon social norm that's emerging. Do you sense that as well? Or am I just perceiving something that isn't really there?
Absolutely. I think my coworker today, David Sims, wrote a wonderful piece about this in which he says that really using the word leak in itself is incorrect. We should be talking mm-hmm. about this as a theft. These are stolen photographs from someone's very private account. If you were to go into somebody's home and go through their photo album and remove pictures and then send them to their neighbors, we would be discussing that as a theft, not as a leak. And I think part of this is because sort of the star, quote unquote, of this leak was Jennifer Lawrence, who is right now America's sweetheart. She's very beloved. Her work is very successful and generally liked by a young female population. We're seeing a very major pushback against this theft. We're seeing a lot of young women rally and say, this is inaccurate, this is incorrect, we should not be promoting these pictures, we should not be circulating these. Even Perez Hilton, who has been known to publish just about any kind of photograph of a celebrity, removed the link temporarily. Jezebel has removed the link. We're seeing a very big push of people pushing back and saying, you know what, we can't be spreading this information. We can't be promoting the website. We can't be promoting, you know, sending money to the people that are spreading these around.
And in fact, Perez Hilton also promised to never again publish a nude celebrity photos on his site. So that's a big change because he's probably made a lot of money in the past on exactly those kinds of pictures. Polly Mossans writes for TheWire.com, and you can follow her on Twitter at PollyNYC. Thank you so much for joining us today, Polly.
Thank you very much.